We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock sharp. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off on his birthday. It is Friday, December 4th. United Airlines finishing up test flights for the 737 MAX.
A murder suspect has been charged in a Wichita stabbing. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holiday. This is usually the time of the year we turn sharply colder, but today our temperature looks to be 5 degrees above normal, and an ice pattern should continue. Our complete forecast is coming up.
And currently in Wichita, it is mostly sunny, 27 degrees. The Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office has filed murder charges in a fatal stabbing.
31-year-old Marco Corino Ferentes was charged with second-degree murder in the stabbing death of 32-year-old Ricky Mason. At around 4 Sunday afternoon, Wichita officers were called to the report of a cutting at a residence in the 1,000 block of South Richmond. The officers located Mason, who later died at the scene. Investigators say a disturbance broke out in which the suspect produced a knife and stabbed Mason. The suspect remains at large. If you have information on his whereabouts, you're asked to call 911, the See Something, Say Something hotline at 316-519-2282, or Crime Stoppers at 316-267-2111. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
United Airlines finishing up test flights for the updated Boeing 737 MAX jets, seeking to demonstrate that the redesigned jet is safe after a 20-month safety ban. Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble with more.
American will be the first major U.S. airline to fly passengers on the 737 MAX again later this month. But before they do that, they're offering demo flights to employees. And that's what we took. We flew to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to the hangar where American is storing its 737 MAX. And that flight essentially felt like any other flight. That's what American, Boeing, and all of the airlines want people to see. The aircraft, of course, has had wiring fixes. And most notably, Boeing updated the flight control system that was partially deployed blame for those two crashes in 2018 and 2019. The pilots of those planes will also receive several hours of training.
United expected to reintroduce the Boeing 737 MAX in the first quarter of the upcoming year. Southwest Airlines will do so in the second quarter. Wichita's Spirit AeroSystems makes about 70% of the narrow-body aircraft for Boeing. Earlier this year, the Kansas Historical Society received a $500,000 grant from the National Park Service. That money is now being offered through a sub-grant program to the owners of historic properties for repair and rehab projects. Here's the Kansas Information Network's Marco Marquez.
Grantees can receive between $5,000 and $50,000. The grant reimburses 90% of eligible project activities up to the award amount. Grant recipients shall provide 10% of the cost of eligible project activities. Properties determined ineligible must be listed officially to the National Register during the grant period. Property must be within a community within a population of less than 30,000. Because the grant is supported by funding administered by the National Park Service, projects must follow federal project requirements, including competitive selection of contractors and consultants.
In addition, an easement will be placed on the property following the project completion. More information at kshs.org. Renewed interest in Congress in compromising to pass a COVID stimulus bill.
Momentum is swinging towards a $908 billion coronavirus relief proposal introduced earlier this week by a group of Republican and Democratic lawmakers.
With that support, that there's recognition that this is a package that needs to get signed into law, that the American people need this relief.
New York Republican Tom Reed co-chairs the bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer say the offer is a starting point for a deal. The price tag is considerably smaller than previous Democratic-led proposals. It tops the roughly $500 billion proposal from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A decision is expected today from a judge in Nevada who is considering a Trump campaign challenge to the state's election results.
The judge really making no decision or offering any sort of hint as to which way he's leaning, but he did let both sides know if they have anything else that could help make his decision to go ahead and get it to him by 10 a.m. local time. And for the hundreds of Trump supporters who came out, they were hoping for a much different outcome. They, like Trump's legal team, are hoping there's enough evidence for the judge to either declare Trump the winner of the state of Nevada or toss out the results entirely. Republicans say they haven't been able to properly inspect voting machines. Trump lawyer Jesse Banal says the campaign even has evidence that 19,000 non-Nevadans voted.
That's Fox's Jeff Paul with that report. A federal judge dismissing neglect and misconduct charges against three employees of a tourist boat that sank on a lake in Missouri 2 years ago, killing 17 people. The judge filed an order upholding a recommendation made in September. The boat captain, general manager of the boat's operator, and the manager on duty that day were charged with neglect and misconduct after the amphibious vehicle sank during a storm on Table Rock Lake near Branson. The captain was also charged with failure to properly assess the weather and not telling passengers to use flotation devices. Riders from Missouri, Indiana, Illinois, and Arkansas were killed. There's a new documentary looking at U.S. postal workers this time of year, and another mystery monolith showing up. Full weather forecast on the way as well. KNSS News Time is 8:06. Stephen Ted here on KNSS. A new documentary gives viewers a behind-the-scenes look at how U.S. postal workers make a big difference this time of year.
The film, called Dear Santa, shows how the U.S. Postal Service's Operation Santa program works.
I'm an elf working at the North Pole, processing letters that kids write in to Santa.
Each year, Operation Santa fields hundreds of thousands of letters. Santa's helpers sort the request, volunteers help sponsor them. Letters are online today to browse and adopt. Kids who want to send a letter can do that, too. The address is 123 Elf Road, North Pole, 88888. Postmark it by December 14th. Don't forget the return address and stamp. To see the documentary, go to DearSanta.movie. To adopt a letter, go to USPSOperationSanta.com. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
We've got another monolith mystery, this time in California.
The monoliths keep popping up. A third steel-looking structure had been spotted protruding from the zenith of a California hiking trail about halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco. The silver structure appeared to be about 12 feet tall, but there was no time for exact measurements. As suddenly as the latest monolith appeared, it mysteriously disappeared. Someone apparently hauled it away. Two other monoliths have been spotted elsewhere, one in Utah and one in Romania. The structures quickly turn into tourism lightning rods, as they remind many onlookers of the monolith featured in the classic movie 2001, A Space Odyssey. Tom Graham, Fox News.
It's 8:11 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
This morning, as there's still some high traffic volumes out there on the Wichita roadways at this time, we do have that report of an abandoned vehicle. Could be a potential traffic hazard northbound I-235 south of Meridian. Watch out there. The gasoline price is coming down a little bit here in Wichita. Average still around $1.99 a gallon, but I spotted $1.96 this morning. Lincoln and Hydraulic. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And we're heading into the first weekend of December. Let's see what the weather forecast holds for us. Meteorologist Dan Holliday will fill us in. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a chilly start to the day, we could have some slick spots on side streets and sidewalks.
Patchy areas of fog across a few locations. Plenty of sunshine throughout the day with a high 52. We will be clear and not as cold tonight. Our low near 30. Sunny and 50 Saturday and 50 degrees again for the high Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have 90% humidity. It is mostly sunny and 27 degrees here on this Friday, the 4th. KNSS weather is brought to you by the Monarch. The holidays are here. It's more important now than ever to shop local. The Monarch carries a variety of glassware, apparel, and gifts. Perfect for the bourbon lover on your gift list. Check out the full selection at 579 West Douglas. A great place to hang out. The Monarch. It is 812 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Don't forget, Christmas cash is coming from Taco Bell today on a Friday. I want you to go to the Taco Bell drive-thru during the noon hour today at Seneca and Pawnee in South Wichita. I will be there, and one lucky drive-thru customer will win $98 in free Christmas cash. You might be the lucky one. Just drive through. You could win some Christmas cash from Taco Bell during the 12 o'clock hour this afternoon at Pawnee and Seneca. Taco Bell does this every year. It's a great Christmas giveaway. Just think, if you're the one lucky car who comes through that drive through and you get handed 98 bucks in Christmas cash from Taco Bell. Once again, that's today during the noon hour, Taco Bell drive through Seneca and Pawnee. And maybe you'll be the lucky winner. That could be your lunch plans for today. There you go. It is 8:13 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We've got prime time football action for the Chiefs coming up on Sunday night at Arrowhead Stadium against their division rival, the Denver Broncos. And what better time than right now for our Friday weekly visit with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore. As there is that special ceremony this morning at Wichita West High School for the birthday of Steve McIntosh. Nobody's invited, but Steve is out running gassers at West High School football field by himself to celebrate his birthday with his leather helmet on with the W stitched into the forehead.
Well, it's good that no one's invited because no one wants to see that.
No, and you know, socially distanced, we can't do that now these days. And even if you want to drive by, put your mask on and watch McIntosh just run back and forth on the Wichita West football field all day long, kind of like Greg Reno when he's watching Kelly Chore every morning out of Cheney. It's a, you know, it's really a sight when you see a couple that's got such a strong bond like that and help each other. And Greg helps her by going, "Hey, move that over just a little bit, 4 more inches." Then that's how he helps his wife.
Well, help comes in all forms this time of year.
It does, and thanks to the folks at American Ag Credit, they're awesome. I joke about Greg, but him and his staff are fantastic, especially in these times. And there's just a lot of folks that listen to us that use them, are learning to use them, or want to find out about them. So they can go to agloan.com and find out, or just, you know, get a hold of them. But they're magnificent.
Chiefs and the Broncos on Sunday night at Arrowhead, appropriate maybe for this time of year at Christmas. The Denver Broncos have certainly been in a giving mood. They are last in the league in turnover margin at minus 15.
Ghastly. 26 giveaways.
Mm.
Their defense has been respectable.
Yeah.
And they've held up. Usually in a season like this, the defense will go, "Well, if you're just going to give it away, we'll go home." But the defense has held up. I mean, they're number 4 in red zone defense. They've taken the ball away 11 times. They're number 1 in second in first down defense, second only to the undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers. And yet the offense just hemorrhages turnovers. I mean, they're just kicking it out like an ATM machine. And Drew Locke, oh my gosh, 11 picks, 1 fumble lost. Melvin Gordon is among the league leaders, losing 4 fumbles, right behind Derek Carr of the Raiders. That's it. I mean, they just – I'll tell you what, one thing you want to do to just crush a defense is just have the offense just hand the ball to the other team, and you got to go defend short fields, which is really kind of the story of the game in October in Denver.
Yeah, that game in the week before Halloween, Chiefs with a 27-point win at Denver. Sunday night will be the rematch in Kansas City. Are there any red flags coming into this one?
Well, the red flag would be you've got to respect the Denver defense because Denver's going into this game. Think about this. This illustrates the point we made just a paragraph ago. Denver's defense, they held Patrick Mahomes to 0-for-8 on third down conversions. 0-for-8. Travis Kelce had 3 catches for 31 yards. Tyreek Hill's never had a big game against Denver, ever. He had a 186-yard free kick return after a safety in 2017, I believe. But his longest gain is 57 yards from Matt Moore last year. Like, it's, so they've held the Chiefs in check. But then in that game in October, they're like, we're hanging in there. What? A 50-yard pick six by Dirty Dan Sorensen and a 104-yard kickoff return by Byron Pringle. And the defense goes, what are we supposed to do here? And so if they don't hemorrhage those turnovers, the defense will keep Denver in this game.
Chiefs have won 10 in a row in this rivalry. And it's probably going to be good to be back home at Arrowhead. This is the only home game in a five-week stretch here for the Chiefs.
I know. Do you video your show and then put it out, like, over stream it somehow? Because if they did, they'd see you red on red today. Because the Chiefs will be dressed Sunday night with their red on red.
Oh.
I mean red on red everything through. I'm red on red right now. Red hoodie, red shirt, red pants, red underwear, red socks. There's one guy that's all wearing red on red today, and it's his first game after retirement. His name is Bruce Harris. He's worked in Wichita State, was a Wichita State student. He's been involved in the electrical business all throughout his career in Wichita. He's red on red, too. He's wearing his red Speedo today, his first day after his retirement. Tells you how fired up he is.
Of course, the Steelers are still on top of the AFC, undefeated after that win a couple nights ago, and Chiefs, with a record of 10-1, are still trying to stay within range of the Steelers and get that AFC bye.
Well, I kid Greg Reno, but his kids were great, are great athletes, and his daughter was a great runner. And when you say that, this reminds me of going to the state track meet at Cessna Stadium and watching, let's say, the 3,200-meter run, and there's two runners out in front, but that second runner just can't overtake that first runner.
Yeah.
That's where we're at. But now we're heading into the last four laps of the race. And so we'll see. But it's just have the image at Cessna Stadium of that runner in the red track uniform right behind that black and gold runner and keeping pace but can't take the lead. And that's what we've got here going into December, where Andy Reid's pretty good. He's 20-4 in his last five Decembers.
Nice. The first place Chiefs going for their seventh win in a row. The Denver Broncos, the opponent, on Sunday Night Football. The Chiefs Radio Network pregame coverage begins at 6 o'clock on Sunday evening. Game will kick off at about 7:20 p.m. Sunday, right here on your Wichita radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And Mitch, all season long, we've been looking at Chiefs connections, and we've been reminiscing about the Shocker football plane crash that happened 50 years ago this fall, and we certainly have another spotlight to focus on today.
Yeah, and again, the focus all this fall, and we've had some fun with it in the past, and we will again. But this year, I thought it was to remember those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we think about and we just study about how they perished. But honest to goodness, these guys, in the short time the Lord gave them days on the earth, did so many great things. And today, and I was going to say a key, Bryce Callahan for the Broncos is a pretty good corner, smaller corner. Not the big, thick guy necessarily that you see. And Rashad Fenton is that for the Chiefs. Well, the Shocks had their own smallish kind of corner, and he was a heck of a player, Randy Keesaw. Now, he ran a 4.65, 1970. That was okay to play corner. He wasn't the biggest guy, but in the time that he had on the earth, even time prior to Wichita, he was in a really good program. He was in Clinton, Oklahoma. And he was part of a state undefeated championship team in the state of Oklahoma in 1967. They were runner-up in 66 and won a state title his sophomore year in 65. And Randy Keesaw didn't even get to start much because there was this loaded backfield, including Roy Bell. Now, Roy Bell was part of the Greg Pruitt, Jack Mildren, Wishbone,
yeah,
early 70s, that Oklahoma Roy Bell. Well, that was Randy Keesaw's teammate at Clinton. And, man, they built a juggernaut. It's one of the better high school programs in the state of Oklahoma, still is to this day. And every year at the Clinton High School football banquet, every year they have the leadership award. And it's the Randy Keesaw Award, named after Shocker number 43, Randy Keesaw, the short corner, the small corner that could run a 4.65 and give you everything he had. So on this Friday morning, we remember those feisty corners that have to play out there on the edge. And a guy like Randy Keesaw, who's still remembered at his home high school, of Clinton, Oklahoma. So we can't bring them back, Ted, but we will remember them. We'll remember their lives and what they did prior to that terrible, fateful day on October 2nd, 1970.
And once again, thanks for the spotlight and the focus. We've done all season long on that, and we really appreciate it. And it's good to remember those guys and how they lived as we look back 50 years later. Chiefs Broncos on Sunday at Arrowhead. Mitch, we're looking forward to your call on Sunday night. And as always, thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Theodore.
Good to talk to Mitch Holtis every Friday morning. Get a Chiefs preview on your radio home of the Chiefs right here, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Tune in Sunday night for the Chiefs and the Broncos. It is 8:22 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Traffic and weather update is on the way. And more Democrat voter fraud in Georgia. Further update on the Sean Hannity Morning Minute next on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.